Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio's Smart Thinking, of course. For more details on anything on our program, you can jump onto mindfood.com. We've got an interesting story coming up now with a lady who recovered from stage 4 breast cancer. Her name is Kitty Ferguson, and she joins us on the line. How are you, Kitty?
Very happy. Thank you very much, Ben.
You sound ecstatic. Kitty, you've got an interesting story, and it's a story that we hear a lot of these days, particularly on our radio show. Living with cancer and dealing with cancer and getting through cancer, can you talk us through your story?
It was back in July 2011. I had a problem with my left breast, and I thought that I could heal it myself, being... You know, I like alternative medicine and homeopathy and things like that. So I thought, oh, well, it's a little bit of something, you know, and I never, ever thought that it was cancer. Anyway, as time went on, it wasn't healing, and I was finally diagnosed then with stage 4 breast cancer.
Because you'd left it so long.
I did, because I felt I could do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was still doing exactly the same thing that I was doing. I was being a stress monkey. And I was going through a divorce at the time, separation, so I had a lot of stress in my life, and it was like another thing that I didn't really want to deal with at the time. So when I was diagnosed, it really, really, really floored me. I really had to have a look, obviously. My God, I couldn't believe cancer, you know. And what I did was I went to the Gawler Institute down in Melbourne because I needed to get my head right. My head was just in the wrong place.
Do you think it's a mental thing that helped get you through the next phase of all this?
It's definitely mental. If you let your head rule you, you'll be a mess. Palliative care said to me that what they could offer me, palliative care, just keep me stable because they couldn't operate. Being stage 4, that's the end of the line. And so, yeah, you couldn't get any further down. And I knew that, just knew that I had to go. You know, I had to go, I had to get up. I had to, I wasn't going to die.
Yeah.
And, you know, being a stubborn person as I am, there was no way in the world.
You don't sound stubborn.
And the breast surgeon said that we can try chemo to see if the... the lump, whether the tumour can shrink to be able to have an operation. There wasn't enough margins around the breast to be able to have a mastectomy.
Right.
So the tumour had to shrink. And so when I started came back to Brisbane, started chemo straight away, and the oncologist was not hopeful. But she ate humble pie with me, and the tumour shrank, and the breast surgeon then, that was July, August, and I finished chemo in December, and I had my mastectomy in January 2012, and it was very successful when they, because in that time I adopted what I had been taught in Melbourne. Meditation, stress-free, looking after yourself, diet, embracing the medical, which I did.
You've lived to tell the story, and today you've spoken on the radio and you've spoken to thousands of people out there who you'll never probably meet, and hopefully someone at home or driving along or even at work today listening in may make that move to go and get checked, and you could have saved a lot of lives.
Well, I hope so.
Yep.
And that's my goal, to be able to let people know that this is not a death sentence. You can turn your life around. You can be positive. You know, and it has happened to me, and I'm so thankful.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.